This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
So we'll get to the Washington football team in just a moment. What's going on there? And it looks like change is close to happening. But first, another pretty sizable name, Rick, in Major League Baseball. Important piece on the Atlanta Braves. Nick Markakis has opted out of the 2020 season, according to their manager, Brian Snitker. So, I mean, another name tumbles here as baseball looks to restart.
And I don't think it's going to be the last.
No.
I mean,
no,
one of the things he actually brings up is something we talked about in the first hour of the show. He actually made a phone call to Freddie Freeman this weekend and didn't like how he sounded. And just said there wasn't, I mean, between having no fans and the risk to his health and, you know, having conversations with his family, it wasn't worth it for him. I don't think he's going to be alone.
There's no way he's the last one.
No.
Guys, we're 5 days into this now. And look at David Price, Nick Markakis. Again, it's not the Mike Trout who says he's on the fence as well, but it's important pieces.
Well, based on how Major League Baseball has handled the intake process, can you blame guys that were on the fence for deciding that they're going to walk away from the 2020 season?
I don't blame anybody.
No, you can't. I mean, we were talking about how it might not be worth it for certain guys just based on the reduced pay and the amount of risk that they were going to be incurring by playing baseball games. And we were saying that they wouldn't do it. Now, when you put that into context, when you look at what Major League Baseball has done and just terribly handling the testing process for guys coming into these facilities, I can understand why a guy would decide that he's going to walk away from it. And to Rick's point, I don't think Nick Markakis is going to be the last one.
He won't be the last.
No.
I mean,
you're talking about a guy that's playing some of the best baseball of his career. I mean, the first All-Star appearance he had was in 2018. Where
on a really good team that has a chance. I mean, would you be shocked if I told you the Braves were in the World Series?
No. Not at all.
That's a really good baseball team. He's a really important player, and he's done.
Yeah.
He's
not worth it for him.
I mean, he's only 30. I mean, he's 36 years old. So this isn't like, I mean, he's towards the end of his career here, too. So on a really good team having a chance to compete for a championship, he's foregoing the season.
Yeah, I don't blame him, guys.
No, I don't think anyone blames him. And this is what aggravates me about this whole situation that Major League Baseball's in now, is that you spent this entire time arguing over money. Feels like you neglected the safety protocols. Guys weren't going to be happy. And guys aren't happy with the deal, period. Like, the guys, once the deal was done, not even a deal, once the 60 games was decided, guys weren't happy to begin with. They're starting the season, they're not finishing the season. This isn't like the NBA and the NHL where you're going to jump into the playoffs and compete for a championship. So you got that. I mean, that's what you're fighting for. Like, we're going to go through all this, all these protocols, testing every day, being isolated because, you know, we can see the finish line. We can see, you know, trying to win a championship. You're just starting your season now. And then you show up. And Markakis didn't even, I mean, he's someone that made the phone call to Freddie Freeman and said, you know what, this isn't worth it. I'm more concerned about the guys that are already there that say, you know what, I'm going to give this a try.
Yeah.
And you go when you're hesitant, you're nervous that, you know, I don't like what's really going on here. I don't feel like I should, you know, take on this kind of risk. Let's go check it out, see what the protocols are. And then you show up and this is what you find, that it's taken this long to get tests done. You got testers not showing up. I mean, it's
Rick, I don't understand how you botched the most important part of all of this. Like, the testing was going to be the most important part. How do you mess that up?
I think we realized with baseball what the most important part was.
Yeah, but it is pretty remarkable.
No, but I'm just talking about that the part that was going to be the most critical to being able to play the season. You know what I'm saying?
I think sometimes I find myself doing this all the time. You give people, because they're in certain positions, probably more credit than they deserve.
But Ricky, and you may be right, but we were talking about this in late March. We were talking about the need to have a reliable test where you could get the results quickly. So you could keep all the players safe. If you did have somebody that got COVID-19, you would be able to isolate them and keep them out of the clubhouse. This is something we talked about in late March. And the fact that we've gotten to the beginning part of July and you're two and a half weeks from the start of the season and you don't have that piece in place.
Yeah, you can't get appropriate testing. Two teams couldn't practice today because they don't know who has COVID on their team.
And you know what, Dave?
And
here's the thing. I, as critical as I have been on the baseball owners, I gotta lay this at the feet of the union, too. This is in part their responsibility as well, Dave, because they spent all that time focused on the money piece of it where they didn't make sure that they had the testing and all the protocols ironed out with the owners. there's blame to go around here on both sides.
It's incredible. It really is. We're 5 days in.
Yeah, forget being 5 days in. I mean, you're only a couple of weeks away from the season supposed to.
I know, but it could not have gotten off to a worse start in 5 days than it has.
Yeah, this is bad.
It's really, really bad. All right, speaking of really bad, the nickname of the football team in Washington, although it feels, guys, like we're heading in a direction of they're not going to be called that name anymore, and there's going to be a new name pretty soon. And this whole thing, this feels like it's a long time coming, Chris. This should have been done a very long time ago.
Yeah, it should have been done a long time ago, Dave. And I think it was back in 2013 when Dan Snyder said he would never change the name of
never,
the team.
Never, ever. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, those comments didn't age well. Put that on freezing cold takes. But, I mean, what it comes down to is NFL owners being influenced by the bottom line. And when you have major sponsors like FedEx, like Pepsi, like Nike, all drawing a line in the sand saying that they're reviewing their partnerships with the Washington NFL team because of their unwillingness to change a nickname that's offensive to a lot of Native Americans, then that's when Dan Snyder – you know, was forced to issue a statement saying that the organization was going to launch a thorough review of the name. I don't think there's something that they got to spend a long time on to figure out whether or not they should change it. It's offensive, so they absolutely have to change it. And they can't be the ones to determine whether or not Native Americans are offended by the nickname for the Washington franchise. So, I mean, the reality is they're going to have to change it. Now the biggest question is, what do they change it to?
Yeah, and I think, too, I mean, also the logo, too, I would imagine. I mean, I was listening to something
this morning.
Well,
it's insulting, isn't it?
Yeah, with the logo as well. So, I mean, yeah, it's got to be an overhaul, a logo, name, and everything else. That's what I never understood. I get, you know, he owns the team, and he's a lifelong fan of the team. But, I mean, you love the Giants. That's not going to change if they change the name, would it?
No, I don't understand why there's this mindset that if they change their nickname, that all of a sudden you're not a fan anymore.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Do you?
I don't understand that part. No, I don't understand that part.
I mean, if the team I rooted for, it was offensive to a large majority of people and was a racist name, I'd want them to change it. And B, if they did, even if I wasn't pleased with the change, it wouldn't affect me being a fan. I wouldn't say I'm not interested in watching them anymore. The only thing that could happen with that, and I've told you the guys this in the past, is if the team up and moved. Right, if the Giants move to God knows where, I'm done. Other than that, if they change the name, why would I not care? Why would it change how I feel?
Well, I don't think it would. I think the only reason why, I mean, again, this, I think the one takeaway throughout this entire pandemic has clearly been that, I mean, as far as pro sports concerned, it's about the bottom line.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, with all these sports. I mean, finances dictates decisions. And, you know, for Dan Snyder, financially, I guess it hasn't made sense for him to change the name until now. When you have, you know, Nike, you name it, FedEx, and on top of that, you have minority investors who own 40% of the team saying
they want out. Yeah.
That's incentive, and they want a new stadium. I mean, that's incentive to finally make it. It's unfortunate that has to be the reason why
he changes. Yeah, I'm going to say, like, it almost feels bittersweet, and I don't know if this is fair for me. It's like, yes, it's going to happen, and I'm pleased it's going to happen, but it's only going to happen because this guy's feet were held to the fire, and it was like, we demand it, otherwise financially you're going to take a hit. Like, I don't know.
People aren't going to address it until they're forced to, Dave. I mean, you could say the same thing about the fight for equality and the fight against racism in this country. People didn't want to address the problem until they were forced to actually look at the problem when they saw a police officer kneeling on George Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes. I mean, it shouldn't take that long for people to realize, okay, we have a problem in this country when it comes to race relations. With the same thing can be said about the Washington Redskins. It shouldn't take the minority partners threatening to sell the team. It shouldn't take FedEx, Pepsi, and Nike threatening to end their relationships with the teams for Dan Snyder to realize that the name is offensive. Like, that part of it is ridiculous to me. And so, yeah,
I think you could say, but Chris, I think you could say the same thing about Pepsi, Nike, and FedEx.
To take that stance.
Why did it take so long?
Why did it take so long?
Yeah.
Name hasn't changed. It's been equal. I mean, it's always been offensive.
I mean, this was a racist organization from the jump.
You're absolutely right, guys, but I think we're at a different time and space in this country than we were a year ago, 4 years ago, when Colin Kaepernick first took a knee. We're just in a different place right now. And I think we're moving closer to where we need to be. And the fact that you do have Fortune 500 companies that are willing to take this strong stance against something that's racist and against something that's offensive, I think that's a step in the right direction. So we can say that it's taken a little too long, but I'm glad that we're in this place as opposed to not being here.
Yeah, no, you're right. It just, and maybe I'm wrong. It just, I don't know. It's the right thing. It just feels to me like it's taken way too long.
It's the right thing for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, and the only reason that he's willing to make this change is because it's going to affect his pocketbook. And that's it.
Which is crazy because, I mean, the NFL of all sports, too, I mean, is king. I mean, you see all these teams, it seems like every single year are changing uniforms and everything else. Financially, it feels like it would make more sense to actually change the name. You're going to sell more stuff if you change the name. Like, how many fans are just going to quit being fans because you changed the name and the logo?
I don't think any.
So, which doesn't make any sense to me. So if now all of a sudden you have a new jersey with a new logo and a new name, you're going to sell more merchandise.
Yeah, but it's just stubbornness. He grew up and that was the name. And that's what he bought the team. He loved them since he's a little kid. And he wanted to buy this organization. He bought them and they've always been called that. So he,
yeah, but of all the teams, but Dave,
stubbornly wanted to keep it that.
Answer me this question. If we started listing the names of team, not the names, the organizations in the NFL that are in need of a rebrand, where would the Washington team be on that list?
They're at the top of the list.
They're right at the top of the list.
So why not take the opportunity before you were forced to take the opportunity to rebrand the team and be considered like progressive as opposed to, you know, just now all of a sudden knee-jerk reaction because it's going to cost you money.
Well, I still think there's an opportunity. Rick, I still think there's an opportunity to do that. If Dan Snyder, after this thorough review, and I'm putting that in air quotes, if he decides, oh, yeah, I'm going to come out and make a statement, I'm going to get in front of the cameras and say I was wrong for what I said several years ago, and this is something that's been long overdue, and that we're finally here, and we're looking forward to starting a new chapter in our team's history where we can be inclusive of everyone and we're not being offensive to anyone, I think that's a strong statement. Not only for his team, not only for the National Football League, but just in terms of where we need to be headed as a country. We need to be more inclusive. We don't need to continue to put things out there that divide us. We got enough of that already. Like, this is a time when we need to be trying to heal. We need to be trying to come together. And I think by the Washington NFL team changing their name, that is them playing their small part in the change that's happening in this country. I still think that opportunity is out there. Even though we know the underlying motivations for it, I still think there's an opportunity for Dan Snyder to put a good face on this.
Yeah, listen,
no pun intended.
Listen, I don't disagree with you. I guess I just have a hard time wrapping my mind around why it took so long. Like, if there are this many people, like, just, I mean, common sense. Like, even if you did the research.
This was the team name when he was a kid, and he bought this wanting that name.
Rick, if it doesn't affect you, though, Rick, is it something that you really think about? Is it something that you really can? If it doesn't directly impact you, is it something that you're going to be focused on? And
well,
the answer
it kinda
is no.
Though? But doesn't it kind of, though? Isn't that? I mean, that's – you own the team. I mean, that's
– you own the team, and it's one of the most profitable franchises in the NFL, and they don't do a lot of winning.
No, I understand that. I get it. But I think, how much of that has to do with the name of the team? I mean, that's you're the owner of this team. That's a piece of you. Like, who are you as a person?
But I think.
What are you all about?
Yeah, but he's told us that for years.
But I think to Dave's point, Rick, it's the novelty of it. It's the team that he grew up rooting for when he was a little kid and all of those things. And that's why he's resistant to any change because he doesn't want it to affect, you know, the association with the history of the organization dating back to when he first became a fan. And he thinks that there are other fans out there that might feel the same way. That's the only way why he would be so adamant about not changing the team name. There's no other plausible explanation for it. I agree with you, though. I don't think it makes much sense at all. If you change the nickname of the team, I don't think it's going to stop people in the DMV area from being fans of the team.
And if it does, then you're kind of pathetic, aren't you?
Well, if it does, it says more about them. And based on where we're at in this country, you're going to find yourself on the wrong side of history if that is your opinion. So, yeah, I don't understand why they're so resistant for it. I mean, local politicians in the D.C. area have already said that there's not going to be a new stadium at the RFK, at the old RFK Stadium site unless they change the team name. I think that's also got to be a big factor in the organization deciding to finally address this. But I just, to me, there's no good reason why they should keep the current name. I mean, even Ron Rivera, who's one of the most well-liked coaches in the National Football League, even he's saying that he wants to be a part of changing this name and trying to get this done before the season starts. Just change the name.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that, though? Could you imagine that? Like, I mean, you're out trying to figure this thing out, right, over the last however many years. Yeah, it's brought to your attention. This is
highly
offensive.
Offensive.
Highly offensive. Okay, so we're going to start. Let's do some research. You know, what do you think? And you start, you know, asking the fan base. What's the answer? No, don't change. Why shouldn't we change it? What about the Renegades? No, not racist enough. No, not offensive enough. What do we – I mean, seriously. Like, why do you like the team? Quarterback? No. Because they win? No. Well, the name is really – I'm really drawn to the offensive name. Come on, man. I mean, is that – that's not why you root for the
Washington football team. No, but you know this. People are hesitant to change. And I'm not saying – look, obviously you know that I think that it should be changed and should have been changed a long time ago. But people in any aspect of life are hesitant to change. And this is something that's been their name for almost 100 years now. And I think that plays into it. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the city hasn't changed. I can understand if the city was changing. That would affect me if the city changed.
Now it's like, I agree with you.
You're creating new history. It's still
I agree with you. But I'm just trying to get into the brain of the person who says, no, that would upset me. If that does exist.
As long as the team doesn't move or it's a new team. This isn't like, you know, Seattle moving to OKC and they're creating their own, identity.
That's devastating.
Yeah, that's devastating. I can get it. That's like two. It's two separate teams. This is the same team with a rebrand. It's a different name that doesn't offend people. And then when you do the research and realize that, yeah, this actually is a really offensive name.
Really offensive.
So let's come up with something that works for everybody. So we don't turn anyone off. You already have the people that love the team. You're not going to lose them over a name change, I would imagine. And if you do, that's just crazy. You're trying to bring more people into the fray, create more Washington fans. Because they ain't doing winning to do that.
No, winning would probably help a little bit too.
Dave, let me ask you this question. Do you think there will be a domino effect if and when the Washington NFL team changes their name?
That Cleveland baseball changes?
Yeah, it sounds like they're changing.
Yeah, I think so. Sounds like
Braves said they're not. The Atlanta Braves said they're not. It sounds like Cleveland's going to. And then you start talking about Kansas City, Chicago with the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? I mean, it's gonna be all dependent
on... But we've
on...
seen it. I mean, St. John's changed their name. Like, we've seen Hofstra change their name. I mean, is it that big a deal?
North Dakota did.
Right. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Financially, it had to be a big deal. I would imagine financially, it had to be a big deal.
But I guess my thing is this, Dave. If you're talking about Native Americans that find these team mascots as offensive, and the cultural appropriation that goes on with some of the garb that the fans wear to the stadium, like if all of those things, when you factor it in, is offensive to that group, then I think you have to seriously consider changing the name.
Yeah,
and it's not just going to be a Washington. It's not going to just be a Washington issue.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I don't know where the line is. I can't sit here and tell you because I thought that the Washington team should go back to the franchise's original team name, which was the Boston Braves. But clearly there are people that are Native Americans that find that offensive as well. So
I don't think you want to go there, right?
But that's what I'm saying, Dave. I don't know where the line is because I don't know. I'm sitting here acknowledging that I have no idea.
Sure.
And so when we're going through this process and we're having these discussions, it's important to include the group that's being offended. I don't understand why the National Congress of American Indians is not more involved with this. But they should be the first persons that the people from Washington pick up and call on the phone. Like, those are the people that you call first.
Yeah, I just don't understand why
you're resistant to that just doesn't make any sense.
Well, not only that, though. Why even put yourself, why even be, have yourself involved in these conversations? Like, this is avoidable. Change the name. Like, this is not, I mean, this is not good for your franchise to be part of these conversations.
No, that you're a racist franchise?
And also drawn to the fact that you're a poorly run franchise that doesn't win.
Right, just hammers home the point. You want to know the odds of the new nickname for Washington?
I think I might actually have a good nickname.
All right, good. Don't make it the rain. That's already taken.
Rain is out.
Hold on, yeah. Rick, what's your nickname? What do you think should be the nickname
of
the team?
I'm saving it. Dave, give me the odds. I'm saving it.
Okay.
Well, the way they're run, I mean, they should just call themselves the Americans. I mean, the way the team is run.
Well, that's on the list. All right, so Red Tails is the leader at 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
The Generals is next up at 4-1. The Presidents, which I can't stand, the Washington Presidents would be an awful name, is 5-1. The Lincolns, which is another awful name, is 6-1. Can you imagine that, the Washington Lincolns?
Do a Lincoln Log Night.
It's a test stop. It's a terrible name. The Veterans is also awful. These are terrible names.
Terrible
names. Washington Veterans?
Terrible.
The Capitals, which is already taken by
already
a team
taken
there.
In the city, yeah.
They can't do that.
is next up at 9-1. The Americans I like is 10-1. The Memorials is awful. The Monuments is awful. The Kings, the Roosevelts.
No.
The Red Hawks, the Jeffersons, the Renegades, the Arlingtons, the Hogs, and then checking it at 500-1. The Snowflakes and the Trumps.
Those are just jokes.
I don't like the overwhelming majority of those days.
Well, some of them are dreadful.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, there are some that's really bad. I actually like the name Warriors as a nickname for the Washington team. I actually thought that would be dope, but
that's not bad. If they went with the Americans, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, country hasn't been great. Poorly run. Yeah, that would make sense.
What's your baby you have over
How about
there?
This? You ready for this? Mm-hmm. This could be terrible. I have no idea. I like the sound of it.
Well, you think there's a chance it's terrible?
No, I don't think it's terrible. It has multiple meanings. Could mean a bunch of different things. I went with this name, too, because I thought they were going to keep the logo initially. I didn't hear that the logo was also going to be probably changed.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the Washington Founders?
The Founders?
Could be the Founding Fathers.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kind of about it.
I don't hate it.
Sit with it. You'll start to like the ring of it.
You think I'll fall in love with it?
You'll fall in love with it.
It's like Costanza, just
exactly
after
right.
a while. Just be like,
it's just in your brain. You'll be walking around today. Wow, that, I kind of like that.
Warriors, come out and play.
That would be nice.
You already got the Warriors. I mean, it's Golden State's already the
But
Warriors.
Across the country.
Oh, you don't have an NFL team like
There's
that.
There's no NFL.
But you have a chance to be creative. Get creative now. Don't do something that someone already has.
The Generals is not bad.
But didn't you already have a Generals in the USFL?
Yeah, the New Jersey Generals.
Yeah.
That bobsledding great Herschel Walker played for back in the day.
Supremely gifted athlete.
Yeah, I never said he wasn't supremely gifted.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Rick, and I know you say get creative. I don't know if we want to get too far outside of the box with this one. They just need to have a base hit with this one.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever the colors, I mean, it's going to be colors and logo. I mean, that's what's going to get people's attention.
Yeah, you don't have to change the colors.
No, colors should stay the same.
No.
The colors are not racist.
Yeah.
No, the colors aren't. But, I mean, you could just overhaul the entire thing if you wanted to.
Well, I don't know why you would do that. See, if I was a fan of Washington and they changed everything, I think that would bother me.
Yeah, that would bother me, too. I'm with you on that.
I would leave it with the red, and I would change the mascot.
Yeah, but if you start going patriotic names, you're going to go, I mean, wouldn't you want to go red, white, and blue? I mean, the other teams in your city are red, white, and blue. Start going with the Generals or something that's, you know, patriotic.
Yeah, well, I think if the primary color is red, maroon, red, and then you have some white in there, maybe even a little bit of blue, I think that's passable.
I like when all the teams in one city have the same colors. I prefer that. I like that.
You know what would be perfect, though? The Washington Generals. Because that's the biggest losing basketball team that there is. They lose.
That's why they wouldn't do it. I mean, I would imagine that would
be
the reason why I wouldn't do it.
Walk right into that.
Yeah, I would. Right? I would. No.
Lemon can be the mascot?
No, you can't be. You can't not want to change for that long and then go with the Washington Generals. You'd be mocked.
Already being mocked. They're a disaster.
I get it. I understand that they're a disaster, but I mean, that's just... It's pouring salt. I mean, that's just too much.
The Washington Americans, then. The Washington Warriors. Any of these are fine.
Am I reading this right? I mean, what are we doing? Can I get out of 2020? I'm sitting here looking at Twitter. World News last night. A case of bubonic plague is reported in... I mean, what... Are we serious?
Yeah.
I mean, enough is enough. Does that mean... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. All right, you know what we'll
do? If I wasn't a computer genius, I would just get rid of this thing.
Thank God that you're like the Bill Gates of this generation. Right? Thank God for us for that. Computer genius. Your internet went down and you weren't on the show for 5 minutes.
I had to hack into the power grid.
Pirate of Silicon Valley, Rick DiPietro.
So we got Steve Jobs on the show.
Yeah, I read it wrong. I was thinking of a different kind of silicon when I took the job.
Steve Wozniak joins the show. Rick, do you know who we have on the show tomorrow? Right at noon.
Is this a surprise? This isn't Mike Tannenbaum.
It's not Mike Tannenbaum. No, he usually joins us earlier on a Tuesday.
No, give it to me. No idea.
You're going to be very happy.
Give me a hint.
I can give you one word. I think you'll get it.
Okay.
Hair.
Bill Barnwell.
There you go.
Yes. Nice. That's nice. That's a little NFL Tuesday. I like
it. That's right. He had a really nice article on Sam Darnold last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take all the nice articles on Sam Darnold.
Can he be the player? I mean, because I think that it was like his numbers were so awful in his first 2 years. Can he turn into a good quarterback?
Yes. The answer to that question is yes, Dave.
I think so, too. I think so as well. All right. Without any further ado, let's go. Observations.
Do you need to feel better about your life?
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Let's take a look at Rick's Knobservation.
Welcome back, dum-dum.
All right, here we go, boys. Nice long weekend. I hope everyone enjoyed their 4th of July weekend. Start off this Monday, as we love to do on Knobservations, with a live looking at the weather with the handsome, talented David Rothman.
The weather outside is weather.
Well, thank you. And unfortunately, I think a theme of the week is going to be showers, guys.
Come on, Dave.
Nice this morning, but I don't think that continues for the majority of the day. Sun setting this evening at 8:30. Chance of rain is sitting at 40% right now. Humidity only 36%. There's no wind at all to speak of. 2 miles an hour out of the east. It's hot. It feels like 93 outside right now. Precipitation, we haven't had any yet. And actually, it was a pleasant morning, but that is about to change. Pressure holding at 30.03. Visibility good at 10 miles. UV index, Rick, make sure you wear your sunblock. It's at a 9 right now. Mm. The air quality index, a little higher than normal at 28, and the air quality is considered good. But my Doppler, looking ahead, I see showers this afternoon, maybe a little break from 6 to 8 o'clock, and then late night it picks up into tomorrow. So that's the weather on a Monday.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, boys. After that beautiful looking at the weather, let's play the game that has swept the nation. Swept the nation. Dave Rothenberg with a huge Thursday.
Still can't believe it.
Yeah,
can't believe it.
That's right. Tied it up at 2. Last week was a draw.
We've been doing this 4 weeks. We've had 2 draws, and we've had Dave win 2. So Dave was up 2 zip.
And this is a best of 5. So if I can win this week, we would start fresh next week.
Yeah, if you win this week, it's
it's over.
This first round is is completely over. So Dave, you control the board. What would you like to do on this Monday?
You know, I'm just going to continue with what I've had success with, and that would be to allow Chris to go first.
Okay, I am going with a bedtime of 8:41 p.m.
8:41 for Christopher Canty.
Now, here's my thought. I'm thinking maybe you heard something during the show today that leads you to the 8:41. But what I heard was a lot of pool, sunny day, a lot of heat. I heard injury. I heard bloody lip. I heard bloody nose. So for that reason, you said 8:41. Is that correct?
That is correct, Dave.
Bedtime, 8:40 last night. 8:40.
So Dave goes 8:40. Christopher Canty goes 8:41. Dave Rothenberg, you cease to amaze me. You've picked up on all the clues today.
That is correct.
A bonsai, the kid's face off. If anyone knows what a bonsai is, it's this inflatable contraption that's like a water park with a slide. It was mayhem. Mayhem. Milo can't control himself. We had bloody noses. We had everything.
What time was bedtime?
Last night bedtime, 7:28.
7:20 what?
7:28.
Oh, my God.
7:28.
See, if Chris had guessed like a 7:50, I probably still would have gone earlier. But 8:41, that was easy for me.
Dave, he had been going to bed later on Sunday nights. And so I was just, you know, trying to check his patterns, track his pattern. And, you know, I guess with the 3-day weekend, he deviated from the norm.
Yeah, he was probably exhausted by the end of the weekend. 7:28 is very early.
I needed a weekend from the weekend. I needed a vacation from the weekend.
I understand.
I was gassed.
All right. Starting the week out beautifully. 1-0.
7:28 was actually later than I wanted to.
Well played.
Much later than I wanted
to. Is there a time that you could go to bed where you'd be like, this is just too early?
No.
No.
No, no. No, when I'm tired, I go to bed. When the kids were begging, like Ella was falling asleep at the dinner table. Like she was begging to go to sleep, so it worked out perfectly. Put them to bed, and then 7:28, lights out, night.
Okay. 7:28.
Terrific.
All right.
Now just imagine. Now imagine why I went with all this extra sleep in the tank. I mean, Wednesday is going to be unbelievable.
Yes. I'm there until all hours. 9, 10. Do you think you could even stay up till midnight at this point?
No.
You would just fall asleep.
No, I could take a nap and then wake up for midnight. No, I haven't seen the ball drop since I was 13 when mine did. I was later, probably like 16-ish, but you know what I mean. I don't stay up that late.
All right. Go ahead. Knobs are
great.
All
right, here we go.
Yep.
Let's start with some good news. Here's some great news. Interesting news. I guess it could be good news. So you guys all realize that Under Armour has terminated their $280 million 15-year contract with UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for UCLA. Cam Soda has decided that they want in on the action.
What soda?
Cam Soda. C-A-M Soda.
I don't even know them.
They would like to formally extend a $205 million 10-year contract offer to have Cam Soda, a leading adult entertainment webcam company.
Oh yeah.
To become the new official partner of UCLA Athletics. With our passion for all sports, we would love nothing more than to become affiliated with UCLA, one of college sports' blue blood programs. Wow. We're going to provide financial support along with equipment and apparel for all Bruins sports.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm so naive.
I thought it was a soda company.
Mm-mm. No. I'm surprised. This is not on your.
Yeah, you figure I'd be like, oh, the created by this guy, and I would give you the backstory, but no, I didn't know.
Yeah, like you just type in a C on your web browser,
right.
It just pops up.
Camp Soda.
Wow. He's got it bookmarked on his computer.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, here we go. Did this happen in Florida? Here we go. Amazon delivery driver decides that mid-shift, just going to quit. This is what he wrote. This is a tweet on Monday. I quit Amazon. Bleep that driving. Bleep. I left the van on 12 Mile in Southfield. You can have that blank, and it's full of gas with the keys in the ignition. That
so
tweet has been viewed.
He was just done.
Yeah, 22 years old. Tweet's been viewed 26,000 times, 26,500 times. Said he was fed up, frustrated with the grueling work, long hours, barely minimum wage. Final straw was when his sister got really upset because he missed her birthday. Mr. Birthday was the final straw.
But it's a job. I don't understand.
Yeah, and he just quit. Said that's it. He just left the truck with the keys in the ignition. Right,
I can't
on the
imagine
road.
He's going to see that final paycheck, though.
No, I don't think so either.
Right?
No. No, with the keys right in it. Here you go. Take it. I'm done. I didn't realize this. He said there were days where he had to deliver 158 to 212 packages in one day.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of packages.
But I mean, it is a job.
Yeah, it's a job, and he was
fed
up.
That
was
it. A job now, no?
I guess. But he said that was it. Enough. He was done.
I'm going to say not Florida, because this could be anywhere.
Could
so I'm going to play the percentages and say not Florida.
I think Rick inadvertently told us where it was at. He said 12 Mile in Southfield. Southfield is a suburb of Detroit, so I'm going to say not Florida, and I think it happened in Detroit.
Look at Canty. This is I'm not even going to say it. Santiago, what do you think?
I'll say not Florida. I wouldn't have picked up on the 12 Mile thing, but I would say
you
not
up
Florida.
Pick up on all the cues, Chris.
See, I like this. This Canty's doing his homework now because he's really interested in winning. Which I appreciate, is that I was going to take that out, but I said, you know what? I'm going to throw it in just so if they're paying attention, they'll actually move on here. Canty, you're correct. That was Michigan.
Nice.
That's a Michigan story.
I appreciate you throwing me a bone, Rico.
I can't get anything by you guys.
I lost a bedtime game show. I just, you know, something to make me feel a little bit better.
Did you ever think you would say anything to the effect of I lost the bedtime game show?
No. Yeah. I never thought.
You didn't
never
see that
thought
in your future a couple years ago,
show.
Did you?
No, not at all.
No, that would have been never. No chance of that happening. Did you guys happen to see this video? Have you seen this video yet?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The stunning video of the bird. It's an osprey carrying
the bird
what looks
that,
like
gets, that takes the shark.
Yes, the shark.
Yeah, Rex Chapman tweeted it last week. Yeah,
that's isn't that unbelievable?
Well, that for this year, that's perfect.
I couldn't even imagine. Just look it up and just see it. Oh, yeah, there goes the osprey with the
yep.
the shark,
he's got a shark
fishing. He's got a, she just,
it's got a shark.
Shark.
When
yeah.
you ask for a sign, Rick, a bird carrying
Haven't we had
a
enough?
Shark.
Have we not had enough?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had enough signs.
You would tap out of this year, right, if you could?
Yeah, in a second.
Yeah.
If this year was a UFC fight, done. That's it. Uncle. I'm tapping out. I want, give me 2021 immediately.
Yeah, it's been brutal.
Speaking of brutal, too, here's another story, which is ridiculous. I mentioned the bubonic plague that I was just reading about. How about this one? Rare case of brain-destroying amoeba confirmed in Florida. Yeah. Florida Department of Health confirmed a case, what is commonly referred to as a brain-eating amoeba in the Tampa area. One person in Hillsborough County.
Do you get that from swimming?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah, it attacks the brain tissue and is usually fatal, which is great. since 1962, here's the best. Since 1962, there are only 37 cases. Only 37. 2020, we're going to throw you another case. Only four
brain
people of the
eating amoeba.
Yeah. Swimming in water that is, it grows best at temperatures of 115 degrees Fahrenheit. Apparently, you can get this in pools, too, if they're not properly chlorinated.
Ugh.
I mean, what are we doing? God forbid my wife reads this, we're done. I'm done. I won't be able to go anywhere.
Bill, just chlorinate the pool.
Pool will be shut down.
But 115 degrees, I mean, that's got to be hot tub then, right?
Yeah, but in Florida, in Tampa, I mean, what do you think that water gets to? Just baking in the sun all day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's crazy.
Gross.
Into the nose, night. There you go, boys. That's a light day. That is today's observation.
And after that observation story, Ethan Hoppy tweets in, I'm listening right now while delivering for FedEx, and I have 274 houses, businesses, and 210 boxes on a regular and never once thought about leaving the truck. What a loser. He's very bothered by that delivery guy.
That's a lot of deliveries, man.
That is a lot.
Whew.
274 houses.
I could imagine someone wanting to quit. I couldn't imagine just saying, you know what, I'm going to leave the keys in the truck here and just tweet about it.
And be done. And then what do? Do you just walk somewhere?
Yeah, I guess. Have someone come pick you up?
Hey, Steve, can you pick me up on the corner of 11th?
Aren't you in your truck?
No, I'm off this job. I need you to come scoop me.
Right. Did your truck break down? Nope.
No,
truck is fine.
No, it's full of gas.
I've broken down. The breakdown has taken place with me.
By the way, I got this package for you. If you want it, you better get me.
Unbelievable. All right, so here's a little news on the Mets. I think we would agree with this. Jacob DeGrom was asked about if he wins a third consecutive Cy Young. Is it legit? And he says, I don't think it would feel the same. It's still the goal, but I think a lot of the juice is taken out. I think that's fair, right? If you win a Cy Young this year, it's not the same as other years.
It's not the same, but I mean, it would still be impressive.
I'm not saying it's not impressive, but he says, you know, I'm going to be making 12 starts. It just won't have the same feeling. He does say, though, that a World Series win is the same as any other season.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. I will celebrate it the same. That is correct.
Oh, I'll go crazy.
No.
If the Mets won, and with Dom Smith in center, I don't know how they couldn't.
I may come to your house and join you naked in the basement.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, thanks. Appreciate that.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I'm a team player. If you want to celebrate however you
That's
want to do it, you're welcome.
Team player to a whole nother level, Dave.
I do what needs to be done.
Celebrating the championship together naked. Very interesting.
That's
if I told you, the Mets can win the World Series, but the only way they can win it is if we celebrate naked, you wouldn't do it?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Was that? I thought it was a rhetorical question. Of course. I'm looking for any reason to get naked at this point. Just give me an excuse.
So any offer and you're going to jump on that?
Cassie yelled at me the other day because the kids wanted to go out, so the kids were riding their bikes, and Milo made me put on my rollerblades, and I had like this, I had a bathing suit on. It was kind of a bit of a shorty, like it wasn't a bathing suit that I would wear besides in my pool, and I'm rollerblading up the street with just the bathing suit, rollerblades, and no shirt on. She's like, what do you think you're at Venice Beach? What are you doing right now? Ridiculous.
Did anybody stop and say anything?
No, I can only imagine. I wasn't even paying attention. And she's so like, what are you doing?
You're rollerbladed with like a thong bikini kind of thing on?
No, not a thong. Like, it was just
in my mind, that's what you were wearing.
No, no, I wouldn't go out. No, inappropriately short. Like, they weren't
like,
they weren't
like
shorts
Boston
that I was gonna...
Celtics in the 80s
yes.
short?
Yeah, like Larry Bird-ish. Yes.
So you basically had on some man Daisy Dukes.
Yes. Yes, freshly colored man
and rollerblading
with rollerblades.
Okay,
that's right. A wonderful look. But you know the great thing is, I guarantee your kids didn't have a thought about it. Like it didn't even occur to them that dad looks a little awkward here.
No,
right?
No. The only concern was make sure you put your rollerblades on so we can go for a bike ride. And I was like, I don't. Okay, and I just threw them on.
Yeah. It's hard to say no to the kids, isn't it?
Yeah. What am I going to do at that point? I've been beaten down to the point where I could care less. At this point, I'm sure my neighbors don't feel the same way, but hey.
Well, why at the window? Oh, God, Rick's out again.
He's out again. Wait till you check out this outfit.
Yeah, you got to see this.
The rollerblades put it over the top, though. Like, if I was just walking while they were riding their bike, now I was rollerblading.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's got to be a great look for
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.